Welcome back to week 6 of the FHN NFL podcast with me and Will.
Hey.
I love how you introduce yourself every week.
Yeah. Hey.
Hi. Okay, so first game.
Before you do that,
okay.
I just like to preface that this week was really boring in my mind.
Yeah. Football's just, it's felt boring this year.
But let's make it entertaining.
Let's make it entertaining. So, first game, Buccaneers versus the Eagles.
Oh, God.
I mean, just kind of a snooze fest. Not really that fun to watch. Antonio Brown played really good. Brady had a good night. Nothing really special, though.
Leonard Fournette had a good night.
The Eagles,
they just stink.
Whew. Eagles are not good. Jalen Hurts struggled, to say the least, below 50% completion percentage, only 115 yards passing, a touchdown and a pick. I mean, he moved the ball on the ground some, but
the Eagles just are not.
They're not it. Nope.
I don't know who scheduled that game, but they had really high hopes for the Eagles that they should not have.
And Nick Sirianni needs to go. They've run the ball like 10 times a game. Which is not good.
It's always, by the way. Yeah, because if you listen to the announcers too, at the beginning of the games, they're always like, oh, yeah, they're probably going to run the ball at the start. And then if they get behind, maybe throw it a little more. But then they just throw from the start.
Right. And you can't really put all that on pretty much a rookie quarterback. He hasn't played a full season yet.
It almost looks as if they start the game like they're already behind.
Right. And I mean, the thing about football, it doesn't matter what all the numbers say, like, you have to run the ball. Because exactly. If they don't respect the run, they're just going to drop everyone. It's going to be pretty much impossible to pass, which it was.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Ravens, Chargers. This surprised me.
This surprised me a lot, too.
I thought it was going to be a close game that was going to come down to whoever had the ball. I thought the Chargers would actually win.
I thought the Chargers, in my opinion, were the second best team in the AFC.
Yeah.
Behind the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anymore. Like, I still think they're definitely top five, but the Ravens, I can't tell if this game was just the Chargers did not play well, or the Ravens had a good game. Like, they played good. The Ravens
defense did really good.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, just kind of a down week.
It was just bizarre.
Sub 200 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Not great.
This kind of reminded me of the Bills week one against the Steelers.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a...
You know, everyone has an off week.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Eckler only got 10 touches. Not enough for him. You know, they didn't really get their receivers going. Even Lamar Jackson didn't play good for the Ravens. 170 yards, a touchdown, and two picks.
It was the running backs that shined.
Yeah. Freeman, Murray, and Bell all scored touchdowns.
But now Latavius Murray's hurt.
Yeah.
He'll be out a couple of games. So that
or
now
Ravens.
Makes
There's so four, many people injured.
That now makes four running backs that have gotten hurt for him. Which is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ravens just keep silencing their doubters, honestly.
Right. They look really good this year despite all the injuries.
Exactly.
I mean, they still look really, really good.
Definitely.
Now we have the Chiefs versus the Washington football team. Chiefs won 31-13. Not a very good game for the Chiefs.
No.
Not for the first half, they looked just terrible. In the beginning of the third, they looked awful. Mahomes finished with just about 400 yards and two touchdowns, but he also threw two interceptions. One of them definitely not his fault. One of them definitely was his fault.
Yeah. So he seems to be playing like he knows that his defense is terrible.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to do too much.
Exactly.
What we saw from Carson Wentz last year.
Like, yep.
Except Mahomes is just a better player.
Better. Yeah, definitely.
It's just kind of like...
But I did like that he went up to Andy Reid at halftime. Was like, I got this. And they still won the game by a lot of points.
Yeah, they did win by 20. And their defense only held a team to 13 points.
But it's also a team led by Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah, and Antonio Gibson was hurt, so.
Yeah.
Take that with a grain of salt, but.
At least they took the, yeah. They got the win.
Yeah. The Chiefs running backs looked good, though.
What, Daryl Williams? He looks really good.
He's a nice power back.
Definitely.
That's kind of what they need. They need to change the pace instead of, like, quick, short, you know, things. Let your guys go in space. Because that's what they've had to do. I mean, the
and
Chiefs.
And that's what everybody knows. They say, right. Oh, we're going up against the Chiefs. We know exactly what we need to defend against.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, obviously teams have limited the deep plays for the Chiefs. They want them to play everything short. So you can't really just have a, I mean.
I really like Daryl Williams. How old is he? Do you know?
He's kind of in the middle. He's not too young. He's not too old. Mid-20s, I think. But, yeah, Taylor Heinicke did not play good. I almost started him in fantasy.
I mean, but then Chiefs defense.
Yeah, the Chiefs defense is so bad, I almost started him. But I decided not to. He had 180 yards passing, a touchdown, and a pick. The pick was kind of a fluke, but.
Yeah. This was I didn't even really watch most of this game.
It was.
Bit of a weird one.
It was just a weird one. The Chiefs, they've not convinced me that they're a playoff team yet, though.
No.
Definitely not. They have to play good the whole game now because their defense. Last year, their defense was middle of the pack, so they could kind of turn it up at halftime. Like they usually do, but this year they're not going to be able to do that.
They have to.
You got to play the whole game.
You got to get a lead in the first quarter and then keep it. You can't just sack off the first half and then have to make some crazy comebacks.
Now we have Browns versus Cardinals. Browns got destroyed by the Cardinals 37-14. Browns were missing Nick Chubb and then Kareem Hunt went out with an injury. Baker's, I mean, he's got his hurt shoulder.
Some with his shoulder.
Odell has been hurt. So they were just kind of injury riddled. And they really, really sucked. They had their 14 points. One of them was a real touchdown. One of them was a Hail Mary at halftime, which is kind of a fluke. I mean, it's still a touchdown, but it's not really an offensive drive.
And their defense is so much worse than what everybody thought they were going to be this year.
Right. And then Kyler Murray went crazy.
D-Hop went crazy.
230 and 4 touchdowns for Kyler.
Did you see D-Hop's touchdown?
It was nice.
That was nice. That was really
nice. That's what D-Hop does.
I love D-Hop so much.
I know. So that was basically it for that game.
Yeah.
Cardinals look
scary. Really good, but I still just can't see them winning a Super Bowl. I don't know why.
I think it's because they haven't been in like prime time.
It just doesn't make sense. Yeah, that's very true, but I don't know. I just feel like they're too early.
They only get day games, that's why. Yeah. So they don't get the coverage like that.
That's very true.
They're definitely contenders though.
They're definitely contenders. It just my brain doesn't work when I think of.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Now we have Cowboys Patriots. This game was a lot closer than I thought it would be.
Same.
Trayvon Diggs got another pick six.
Oh my god.
Then he got toasted.
I hate Trayvon Diggs so much.
You know, I've kind of gone back on the Trayvon Diggs hate train.
I have not.
I mean, he is who we say he is, but he's also a good corner.
Okay, this interception though was actually a good one.
Yeah.
Most of his are like, but this one, it was a good catch.
Yeah, it kind of hit off the hands and then popped right back up
really,
in your face.
You had to have really fast reaction time to catch that.
Then he runs it back. He ran it back and looked like a receiver pretty much.
I was laughing so hard in the Bills-Titans game when Stephon scored and they're like, now he's tied with his brother who plays cornerback.
Yeah. But Mac Jones, he had a good night. He threw a pick six, which wasn't entirely his fault. It was a little bit in front of the receiver, but it hit him in both of the receiver's hands.
Definitely. It shouldn't have been an interception.
And then the very next play right after that, they get the ball back. He throws right at Trayvon Diggs again for a 75-yard touchdown.
That throw was on a rope, too. Mm-hmm. That was a perfect throw.
That was a good throw.
My Mac Jones Rookie of the Year pick is looking kind of nice. Unless Jamar Chase, honestly could crazy win, too. Honestly could win Rookie of the Year as a receiver.
Yeah, but Cowboys in overtime, Dak hit CD and scored touchdown. Game over.
Wave goodbye.
Yeah, so Cowboys ended up winning. I did not think this game would go to OT.
I didn't either. It looked really one sided at the beginning too. And then
if the Patriots didn't punt on that 4th-and-1 and get it blocked, it could have been a whole other game.
Well, did you see Dak on that last throw to CD? He actually strained his calf or something. So they're really lucky they have a bye next week.
Yeah,
so he can be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Dak had a monster game, 445 yards and 3 touchdowns. CeeDee Lamb had 9 catches, 150 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
They couldn't get the run game going at all, but their pass game was fire.
Well, I mean, that's what Belichick does.
Exactly.
He knows that they want to run the ball and establish kind of the game plan. They want to take control, so he takes that away. But then, you know, Dak's a lot better than when they played him a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Next game, snooze fest. Seahawks versus the Steelers. Steelers are just not a fun team to watch.
I thought this game was actually going to be fun to watch, but it just wasn't.
I never did. The Seahawks. I don't know why I thought it was. Seahawks are missing Russell Wilson, who has had the Seahawks on his back for 5 years.
Yeah.
Ever since the kind of their Legion of Boom disbanded, he's not been winning because they kind of suck.
Their defense just isn't the same.
Right. And now he's gone. They're just not that good.
Yeah. I still thought the Seahawks were going to win this, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Geno Smith didn't play terrible for backup. 210 yards and 1 touchdown. But it's, you know, not enough to win you the game.
No.
Big Ben, 29-40, 230 yards and a touchdown. Nothing special. Najee Harris is kind of the only right spot in that game.
Do you see DK Metcalf and Shannon Sharp?
Yeah, they were beefing.
I thought that was so funny.
DK Metcalf needs to be quiet.
We can't really read out the tweets because they had some vulgar language. Yeah. But
Shannon Sharp is.
I mean, a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's Hall of Famer and he's got 3 Super Bowl rings. So
yeah,
until DK.
As much as I love DK,
yeah.
You need
I mean,
to
he's
out.
What? He's made a Pro Bowl? That's...
It's just like, it's his third year.
Right. He's got 1 Pro Bowl. That's all. Yeah, come on. Now we have Bills and Titans. Finally, a good game.
Yeah, I watched this whole game, which I don't usually on Monday nights.
This one and the Cowboys game kind of saved the week.
Yeah.
As I predicted, the Titans were going to win. Derrick Henry, of course, went crazy. 150 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns.
Oh, my gosh. He went off. For my fantasy team, too. It was so sick.
Ryan Tannehill kind of sucked. He's kind of been sucking this year.
He's been a lot worse than he has recently.
They lost their coordinator. I think that's a big reason why.
As soon as they paid him, he started playing.
They also, I think his name, Arthur Smith was his name?
Yeah.
They cut ties with him. I don't know if they fired him or just didn't extend him, whatever. But their passing offense has not looked good at all.
A.J. Brown looked good, though. And Julio,
he did look good.
Julio made that one catch.
Yeah. It was honestly kind of a fluke.
They really need to get them more involved, though.
Right.
I mean, you have A.J. Brown and Julio Jones as your wide receiver 1 and 2. You got to pass to them.
Right. Especially since Derrick Henry is running all over. I mean... Run some play action.
Exactly.
Which is what they did. Play action crossers to A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown ran the same route about 5 times. Got the ball every time.
He got 7 catches for 90 yards.
Yep.
I mean, a lot better than what he's been doing. So.
Oh, definitely.
Then on the flip side, Josh Allen actually had a good night.
He was 1 yard away.
A half yard away from getting the first down.
Could have easily won
the
game.
Yeah. They brought the ball down inside the 10, and then on a third down, Josh Allen tried to get there, was a yard short. Then on fourth down, he tried to QB sneak, and he lost his footing, and they were short.
I just thought they were going to get it on fourth down. Like, there was nothing in my mind that was like, oh, they're going to stop him.
Yeah.
Because Josh Allen's just so tall and unstoppable.
The only thing stopping him was himself.
Slipping. So unfortunate for Josh.
So, Yeah, so the Titans ended up winning.
Derrick Henry's a monster.
I'm kind of worried to play against.
See how fast he ran? Oh, my God.
I'm worried for the Chiefs to play against Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I know.
At least I get to sit on the couch and watch him. I don't have to get run over by Derrick Henry.
That's very true. And as much as I absolutely hate the fact that Derrick Henry's going to destroy us, I love the fact that he's on my fantasy team.
Yeah. I don't know. We held him to, like, 70 yards the last time we saw him.
Yeah. When this happens, whenever I was like, oh, he's going to have a big game, usually he has a quiet game. So,
well, not this year.
He'll definitely get a touchdown.
Yeah. So now, moving on to our primetime picks, we have Thursday night, Broncos versus the Browns.
I'm going to take the Broncos.
Jack wants the Broncos. I'm going to take the Browns. No Chubb, no Hunt, no Baker, no Odell, no Landry.
Is there no Landry, too?
I don't. He might be coming back, actually.
Put Landry at quarterback.
Either way, no. They have Case Keenum as quarterback.
I love Case Keenum.
He's kind of a sneaky backup. He can win you some games.
It's like Taylor Heineke.
Right. So, I'm going to pick him.
It's going to definitely be close. But the Broncos have to win this. Like,
you'd
come
think,
on.
You would think that they would have to win this.
That's very true.
But as a lifelong Chiefs fan, I watch Broncos games very frequently when we play against them. And they just suck. They always find a way to lose. So,
you know what's really going to stink if you win this game, too? Is I've been picking all the underdogs, and I finally pick the one that's not an underdog. And I'm probably still going to lose. No, I have
probably.
Faith.
Go. Well, the score is 10-5 right now. I'm winning, right?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God.
You know.
You're up 5 wins. That's
all right.
That's crazy.
Next game, Colts versus the 49ers. Who do you got?
I have the Colts.
Okay. I'm going to take.
I don't like my pick.
I'm going to take the Niners.
This could go either way for me. I just think the Colts haven't won enough, and they need a win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're hungry. They've had a real win drought, so I feel like they need to win this.
Right. I'm thinking the 49ers, their defense is, it's good, not great. I'm thinking it can slow down the Colts a little bit, you know. Carson Wentz hasn't really proven himself. He had a great week last week, good week before that, but we haven't really seen a big win, a big drive from him. To pull a game out.
Is Debo Samuel back this week?
Yep.
Okay, so
Kittle is not going to be in, though. I don't
Trey
think.
Lance. In my opinion, this game is all on Trey Lance.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he's going to step up.
He'll run, he'll pass. It's all on him if he wants to win or lose this game.
Because a Shanahan quarterback that can run coming out of a bye week. Whew.
I don't know. This Colts defense, though, is kind of...
They are very good.
Kind of good. Against a rookie quarterback, they could be really nice this week.
We'll have to see.
Definitely. I could see this game going either way.
Then the last game is Saints versus the Seahawks. I'm going to go Saints. Kind of a no-brainer.
I'll just go Seahawks.
I mean, you can pick Saints. There's no problem picking Saints.
I love the Saints, too, because I love Jameis.
I think this is a no-brainer. I don't think Geno Smith can... beat the Saints, because the Saints have a good defense.
I know, but I need to make a comeback here. You're up 5 games.
Hey, whatever, man.
I'm just going to pick Seahawks.
All right.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, go Hawks. Okay.
DK is going to have Tyler Lockett, big game right here.
Tyler Lockett. You heard it here first. Well, that's all we got. Thank you for tuning in to
Slow week. Be exciting next week, though. I can tell.
Fingers crossed.
I can tell.
That's going to do it. See you guys next time.
See you.